We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here's the play of the game right now. The Hurricanes, who recovered the fumble at their own 11, have it at the 26 with a third down. Miami, 4 out of 12 on third down conversions, 3 out of 6 here in the second half. It will be your ball game here. They've got to get to the 33, and this crowd is deafening. Walsh takes, stops, looks, throws. Irvin, yes, 50, 45, down to the 30, the 20, the 15, the 5. He scores! Miami leads! Michael Irvin, the playmaker, 73 yards. Oh, my!
Oh, I remember like it was yesterday. It was 35 years ago. Sitting right next to Sonny Hirsch, watching Michael Irvin run down the sideline on a heavenly throw from our next guest, Steve Walsh. Steve, good evening. How are you?
That's good. I was waiting. I didn't know if it was going to be last week's ball game or one of my old plays, but that was fun to listen to.
Yep. Just like yesterday. We're going to honor the 1987 National Championship team 35 years ago. What do you remember about that season? For me, I remember it being very, very long. I think partially because of what happened in 86. It was almost as if 86 ran into 87.
You know, for me, it was, obviously the first game against the Gators and the 31-4 victory is kind of me taking the flag as the quarterback, but we really... To me, when I planted the flag was when we went to Arkansas and jumped on them right away. And I don't even know what the final score was, but I think we put up 50 and a highly ranked Arkansas team. And that's when I planted the flag as, okay, I'm the quarterback of this team and kind of won everybody over, I think it was that game. And then obviously I had such great personnel around me, a great defense and great coaches. And it was kind of one of those things, do your job and don't try to do more. And I was able to move the ball around to some great athletes and guys like Michael Irvin and Brian Blades, Melvin Bratton, all those guys, my tight ends, both tight ends end up playing in the NFL. So there was a bunch of talent on that team.
The Arkansas game, by the way, was 51-7, and you were 20 for 28 for 215 yards. And afterward, your team chanted, "Don't believe the hype."
Yep, it was. It was a great victory. And then, we went on to run the table, and obviously the championship season culminating with the victory over Oklahoma.
What was it like for you playing for Coach Johnson? What did he mean to you?
You know, it was. I was in Jimmy's first recruiting class. I was part of that 85 class that came in. And, because if you remember, he basically, inherited Howard Sullenberger's recruiting class from the 84 season. And, obviously great reverence for him and respect for what he was as a head coach in college. And then obviously what he's gone on to, through his Hall of Fame career. But, for me, I just loved how he would bring us up before practice. If he sensed something was a little off, he never let us just go through the motions. He'd call us up and say, hey, think about this. And he'd play some sort of psychological mind game, which he was great at doing. He knew how to push the buttons and just would get us refocused and say, okay, yep, this is why we're here today. And I just thought he did such a great job throughout the season. It was funny watching him, over the couple years and 3 years, and then obviously our championship season. He knew how to treat our group of young men. He knew when to give them some room and when to, you know, kind of put the thumb on them a little bit. And it was fun for me to watch just how he kind of really, you know, magnified how he would coach some of these guys, because he knew if they played free and a little bit crazy, we were pretty good. If we played too tight, we didn't play as well.
I got to tell you, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but so on Thursday nights, it would be the Hurricane Hotline at Tony Roma's on Bird Road, right down the street from the university. And he did the 7 to 8 portion of the show. Of course, when it was over, you guys were expected to be back in what is now, I believe, the Edger and James room. And he would say, I got to go back to campus. I got the guys all together. I got to get them riled up for this one tonight. I'm going to get them riled up tonight because I think they were a little flat during the week. So he was always, that mind was always working. But on Thursday nights, he always brought you guys in for, I guess, really to make sure he knew where you were.
Well, why? Did you think that group of players would be somewhere they're not supposed to be?
Not me.
Never. Come on, Joe. No, but, you know, it was, you know, now as a, you know, a high school coach again, it's just the things I learned from him, how to motivate a team and how to get them, you know, in the right frame of mind is, you know, the pregame speech is, nobody is given this fire and brimstone speech that's going to go out and, right, you know, propel your team to a 50-point victory. It's talking to us little bits at a time. And that Thursday night was part of that. And that was really, there was some laughs, you know, he'd talk to guys, what do you want to do? And he'd tell a story. And, you know, so that was his way to connect both him with us and then us with each other. And then, you know, towards the end, before we got our Big Macs, he would talk about the game and what it means and how we're going to have to play this game. And, you know, this was, you know, two nights before we actually played, and it was his, you know, opportunity to get us in the right frame of mind.
Steve Walsh is our guest. Steve, I've said this about a million times in the last 10 years. And, you know, obviously the program is trying to get back to where it was. And one of the areas that it suffers is age, because of the battle of attrition. And one of the things I always admired about your teams was, not only maybe you were older, but there was a maturity to your teams. There was never any panic. 87, 88, there was just such a maturity and a connection on your team. And some of it had to do with age. Some of it had to do, I think, with being in the program for a long time. Now it becomes a revolving door. Kids come in, they leave. And I think it's hard for them to plant their feet and get roots. But your teams, there was never any panic, and you guys were always so darn composed.
Yeah, and so much of that, and what Mario's trying to establish, and I'm experiencing the same challenges as a first-year high school coach up here in Minnesota, is getting the culture right. And your culture can survive, if it's strong enough, you know, new players. You know, you think about the New England Patriots and the run that they've had with Belichick, because the players go there and just say, okay, Bill, what do we got to do? And they just believe them and they do it, right? And you know, at the college level, it's hard because you don't have, you know, the old school senior leadership, because usually if that kid's a good player, he's gone to the NFL. And so, you know, you got a 3-year window. And then, of course, the transfer portal throws everything out of whack. But as soon as that culture is rock solid, and Mario's going to get it there, as soon as that's there, then guys just come through the turnstiles and they play Miami football. They play Miami football. They play Miami football. I mean, that's what happens, you know, at Alabama. And that's what we got to get to. And And then, you know, the old saying, you know, culture will trump talent. And, you know, he's going to get talented kids. And once he has the culture in place, you know, they're going to be back to a dominant force.
We started the segment with the touchdown to Michael Irvin at the Florida State game. That year, you hit him probably in all the big touchdowns when needed. South Carolina, you hit him for a touchdown. Oklahoma game, hit him for a touchdown in the national championship. But the legend has it that between the 86 and 87 seasons, which Michael is going from Vinny Testaverde to you, that you and Michael spent the offseason running every play from each hash mark.
Well, you know, that Michael can spin some long yarns, but, you know, actually he came up to Minnesota in the summer and he was coming up for a football camp with one of the Minnesota Gophers. And he said, hey, let's make sure we get together. I'm like, absolutely. So we threw, and then, you know, Michael's like, hey, let's tell everybody that we spent all summer together. So Michael was always had his eye on the media and spinning the story. We spent about a week together, but it turned into about 6 weeks. But I mean, what I loved about Michael is talented as he was, he worked extremely hard. And I give him credit for the success that the Dallas Cowboys had. When you got a talent like Michael Irvin saying, hey, let's go out and throw routes in April or May, you know, you're going to win at the pro level. And, you know, he worked and there was nobody working harder than him. You know, he would wear the weight jacket and do the sprints with that and run routes with that. And he would always get our best man-to-man cover guy. You know, Tim Sims would always, you know, have to cover Michael because he was as fast as Michael, as strong as Michael. But he led the way. And, you know, you're just going to follow. You know, you get one of the best players on the team doing these things. You're not going to say, no, I'm going to go in early. No, you're going to stay out there until Michael goes in. And, you know, so that's what I loved about him. He was a great leader. He played hard on and off the field, and that's what I loved about him.
Well, we could probably spend 2 hours on this show reminiscing. I always appreciated our relationship, especially when the game was over, having a chance to speak with you in the locker room. You were always stand up about that. And then, of course, did our post-game show for a couple of years here in Miami and now high school coach in Minnesota. The reunion Friday and Saturday. You'll be here on Saturday, so we look forward to that. And I think a lot of your old coaches are going to be here as well, including Mike and players, including Michael Irvin. So it should be a great weekend. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join us tonight.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We'll see you.
All right. Take care. All right. Steve Walsh joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline. Don't forget Saturday, Miami and North Carolina, 4 o'clock kickoff. We're on the air at 12. If you missed any of these interviews, they'll be online at WQAM.com or coming up later in the week on Hurricanes Rewind. For our producer, Danny Garcia and Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki, have a great night, everyone.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.